Number 2. Writing.
Let's talk a little more about writing academic essays. As you already know, writing an academic paper is very important for all college students. In fact, many of your assignments will involve writing a paper. In general, a typical college essay will be about 300 words long. But a good essay isn't just about having the correct number of words or pages. There are other important factors. For example, an essay must have an introduction. Besides an introduction, the essay should have body paragraphs. And of course, you need a conclusion. But today, let's focus on the first part of the essay, the introduction. As I have mentioned before, the introduction is perhaps the most important part of the essay. Why is the introduction so important? The basic answer is that it is the first thing that a reader will see. For that reason, an introduction must be both interesting and informative. If the intro is not interesting, the reader may not be willing to continue reading. Similarly, if the intro is not informative, the reader may feel confused about the topic of the essay. Since students often have difficulty writing introductions, let's talk about some of the do's and don'ts of intros. Let's begin with what you should not do in an intro. One thing to avoid is beginning with what we call cinemascopes. Have you ever heard of a cinemascope? A cinemascope attempts to give a wide overview of the subject in one line. For example, an intro may begin with a line like, "Throughout history, man has done something." These types of intros sound cliched and are uninteresting. Another thing to avoid in your introductions is beginning with a direct quote. For example, an intro beginning by saying, "According to Brown." Why avoid quoting someone else to begin your paper? The main reason is that professors like to hear the voice of the student first. So beginning with your own words and descriptions is nicer than using a quote from someone else. So what should you do in your introduction? The first thing to do is to imagine yourself as the reader. That is, if you were reading this paper, what would you like to see? What would be interesting for you? What would capture your attention? By picturing yourself as the reader, you are actually testing the quality of your intro as you write it. Secondly, an introduction should always give the reader some context about the paper. That is, the intro should clearly state the topic of the paper. So, if the topic of your paper is popular sports in the US, you should give some details about sports in the US. For example, how many sports are there? Of all those sports, which are the most popular? How do we know they're popular? Do some sports have more fans than others? Give the reader some context and statistics regarding your topic.
1. What aspect of writing academic essays does the professor mainly discuss? 2. How does the professor emphasize her point about not using direct quotes in introductions? 3. According to the professor, what are two key features of a good introduction? Choose two answers. Four. What does the professor advise students to do? Five. Why does the speaker say that the cinemascope introduction should be avoided? Six. What does the professor imply when she says this?
A typical college essay will be about 300 words long. But a good essay isn't just about having the correct number of words or pages.